Now with me on the line is Sinn Féin's agricultural spokesperson, Deputy Martin Kenny, to talk a number of issues. He's in Newcastle West this evening for a meeting on the Mercosur trade agreement. But Deputy Kenny, I want to talk to you first of all about your concerns, and I suppose concerns for the farming community in this country, about the discovery in Northern Ireland in Down of blue tongue. And how much of a concern do you think this is, and what would you like to see the government do in response?
Well, look, it's a major concern. Blue tongue is a disease that can have a devastating effect on across our both sheep and cattle. And, you know, as an economy in Ireland, we depend hugely on our agricultural sector, and particularly on the livestock sector. And, you know, it's a major problem, and has been a major problem across Europe. And in a lot of countries, blue tongue has been, you know, a serious disease. It has been in England for about, 2 years, over 2 years now. And thankfully, we haven't got it across the Irish Sea, but now we have one case. The only thing that, and I suppose it may seem a little odd, but the time of year does have an impact. It's a disease that's spread by midges, and obviously as we get into, you know, colder and harsher climate over the winter months, there's less, I suppose, opportunity for that to spread in that way. So if we're lucky, I think, and we take proper precautions, and, you know, we really, I think, lock down everywhere we can, and there's great vigilance both by the farming community and the veterinary sector, we need to be very, very careful. But I think we could be fortunate enough that it has been discovered coming into the very dark and cold 1 month of the winter, and that may be to our benefit. But it is, you know, really, really serious if this disease were to spread, because you're talking about, you know, culls of animals, you're talking about lockdowns, you're talking about, you know, implications for export and all of that. So it is serious, and farmers need to be extremely vigilant in the movement of cattle and the movement of livestock, certainly in the area where it is, but I think everywhere. I think it's just a wake-up call for everyone in the agricultural sector. And the real thing that has to happen here is that the veterinary services have to be really, really vigilant, and the whole farmers across the length and breadth of the country that's going to marts and going here and there and the other place need to be very careful about the movement of animals.
Yeah, so we caught a break when it comes to the time of year. So the vaccination needs to be taken care of, the exclusion zones in place, that needs to be all kept on an even boil to make sure that this doesn't come back and hit us next spring, which would be a disaster.
Absolutely. I mean, if this was coming into the month, suppose this was the month of April or May, you know, you'd be talking about a really serious problem, because you're looking at a situation where the climate is getting warmer, where you're looking at, you know, obviously flies and insects, you know, and midges spread this disease. So, and you can't fence for them. You know, so there's an issue there, and, you know, but the time of year is slightly to our benefit, but that doesn't mean that we can relax. I think there has to be, you know, hypervigilance in respect of this disease.
Now, you're in Newcastle West this evening, and alongside Deputy Pat Daly and Senator Joanne Collins, you're holding a meeting on the Mercosur deal. Now, the Mercosur deal is coming up to a crucial time, is my understanding. This is the trade agreement which was reached last year between the EU and four founding members of Mercosur: Argentina, Brazil, Paraguay and Uruguay. It's focused on trade. It also includes political dialogue and cooperation, but trades in goods and services is worth billions every year. This agreement is the biggest trade deal ever negotiated by the EU. There's significant criticism of it, obviously, in relation to EU agricultural associations as well as civil society groups. It's all about increasing trade, but there are concerns of the effect that will have on European farming, particularly Irish farming. What will you be telling people at this meeting?
Well, I suppose, first of all, to say that, you know, trade is good and trade is positive, and Ireland exports an awful lot of goods. You know, we have an economy that's mainly based on exporting products to different parts of the world, everywhere we can think of. You know, there's Irish fruit products going, we're pharmaceuticals, we have high tech, we have all of that. So, you know, it's not opposing trade. However, when it comes to agreements, there are certain standards that have to be met, and particularly when it comes to this agreement with the Mercosur countries. And there's a number of parts of it that, if you like, that have an issue. First of all, there's the unfairness of Irish farmers and the product that we produce here, particularly our beef, but also chicken and other products that are produced to a very high standard and highly regulated. And therefore, they have obviously more costs involved. And product coming in from other countries that don't have any of those regulations are produced at a much lower price and a lower standard. And that is one of the big issues that farmers have from an economic point of view. There's also a food safety element to this, because we have a lot of the product, and indeed the IFA and the Irish Farmers Journal done a lot of work on this recently, where they went to Brazil and they seen where there was both antibiotics and pesticides and hormones and other products that would be totally banned in Europe, freely available across the counter in Brazil, and would have been bought by farmers there to use on their animals. And that is a serious problem, because that means that some of the product that could potentially be coming in under this agreement would have serious implications for a food safety perspective from a European point of view. We also, of course, have the issue that, you know, particularly, I suppose, Brazil, but also other parts of Latin America, is very much seen as the lungs of the earth, where we have got the Amazon rainforests. And there's huge amounts of Amazon rainforest being cleared away for to produce soy and to produce grasslands, to produce beef, and to a lower standard to anywhere else, at the same time as we're trying to protect and encourage people for to grow more trees.
Yeah,
and
so not a level playing field environmentally or in how they produce beef and how we produce beef and all those things. There's safeguards being worked out in relation to those concerns that are not just expressed by Irish farming organisations, but ones right across Europe, in Poland, in France, in other places as well. And the Parliament is awaited now to move forward. As things stand, there'll be a committee vote in the Parliament next Monday, the 8th of December, followed by a December 16th vote in the plenary, just 4 days before the planned signing ceremony. So what's going to happen?
It's really tight on time. You know, we have serious concerns. We feel the safeguards are not adequate at all. It's leaving it up to the Mercosur countries for to self-regulate, and that's just not going to work. So we have looked for, and indeed I have got support across the political divide, I have to say, from certainly all rural TDs have said so. But the problem is the Irish government is saying on one hand that they're opposed to Mercosur, but they're not actively working with other countries for to try and form a blocking minority. And the way you can block this is at the European Council. You can have a blocking minority. If you have four countries of Europe that have over 35% of the population, then you can block the deal from going ahead. And that's what we need to see happen. There are serious concerns from the people in Poland, in France. Italy has expressed some concerns, or we're not so sure about them. Certainly Austria has as well. So there's a work to be done in respect of that. And there's other countries in the Eastern Bloc. Hungary has come out and said that they're opposed to the deal. So I think if Ireland could work with the other countries in Europe and ensure that want to stop this deal and block the deal at that council level, that's the place to do it, first of all. And then failing that, but we won't contemplate failure yet, we have to look at the Parliament and trying to block it there. But certainly it is not in the interests of Irish or European consumers, farmers, or the environment to allow this deal.
Is it Sinn Féin's position that no matter what the safeguards that get agreed between now and next week or what was presented, it's not good enough, we should kill this deal?
Absolutely. The safeguards are not adequate and cannot be adequate and cannot be policed. And we've seen that from the evidence that came back from the Irish Farmers Journal and the IFA when they went to Brazil. It's simply a very bad deal for agriculture, for the European environment, and for the world environment as well. So we want to ensure that this deal is blocked. And we have to go back to the drawing board. We cannot have a situation where products that would be not allowed in Europe are produced in Europe, would not be allowed to be produced in Europe, are allowed to come into Europe from other countries. And we simply can't allow Irish agriculture to be sacrificed for the sake of the Germans to sell more cars in Latin America. And that's basically what this is about. So we need to get a tight grip on this situation, and the government absolutely need to ensure that they block it. Irish agricultural community need to be a strong voice in that and need to talk to their local TDs and their local senators and everyone else they can talk to, put pressure on. That's why we're holding this meeting tonight, a public meeting at the Long Court Hotel in Castletown West, hosted by myself and Joanne Collins and Pat Daly. It's at 7 p.m. and we'll encourage farmers to come along and voice their strong opposition to it. And we'll certainly be carrying that message very strong. But we simply need everybody across the length and breadth of the country, not just in the farming community, but everyone in the country, to stand firm and to ensure that this deal doesn't go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, final point, Martin, on that. What would you say to those? Say, look, this is a huge deal. It's nearly 20 years in the negotiation. Right. It's about much more than beef. It's about cars. It's about a market for European goods. It's about other issues to do with trade and employment at a time when America is withdrawing from the world stage in terms of trade partnership, that Europe and Ireland might need this on the other side of it.
Absolutely, and it's not about opposing, you know, trade agreements or opposing trade. As I said at the very outset, you know, Ireland benefits hugely from trade, and we have to have trade agreements. But we can't sacrifice the health of European consumers and the agriculture sector for the sake of that. We have to stand for certain things, and you know, that's the same in all of these situations. There has to be red lines, and red lines have been breached here.
Okay, all right, Martin, we'll leave it there. That's Deputy Martin Kenny, spokesperson for agriculture of Sinn Féin, who, along along with Pat Daly and Senator Joanne Collins, will be at the Long Court Hotel, Newcastle West, this evening at 7 p.m. for that public meeting on the Mercosur deal. Coming down to it now, next Monday, that vote, safeguards to be promised and put in place. Before that, perhaps, maybe, we'll see what happens. And if you have a view, get in touch with us on the show on 0667123666.